Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Proud Mama.
Oh, my God.
Give me all the details. I want all the deets.
We're exhausted with joy.
What a weekend.
I didn't even have time to call you, and I feel bad for that.
Why?
You
also didn't have time to invite me to the party. Sam got invited to the party. I did not. Dan, did you get invited to the party?
Oh, my gosh.
What party?
Exactly.
Invited? I brought the party.
I didn't even get invited to the party.
I almost said to you, you should swing by, but it was
hurt. Yes.
No, it was flawlessly executed. Mm-hmm. My oldest son is now engaged to be married to his longtime girlfriend, now fiance, Olivia. And I will tell you, the first time I met her, I called my mom and dad and I said, and I quote, "This is the one I want."
Okay, it's not the one that you want.
That's what my father said.
It should be the one that he wants.
And he goes, "Well, that's not up to you." And I go, "Well, I'm just saying right now, this is the one I want." And so I have so many thank yous because the actual engagement went off so flawlessly because of a handful of people. The staff at Union Station, wow. There is no better place, I'm telling you, to get married or engaged. They've got it down. Carrie Emmert and her business, Preppy Pinecone KC, did the entire, like, she is a one-woman.
She's a rock star.
Wrecking crew of a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Did every single detail. I was going to get, like, a little floral wall on Etsy. She was like, "We're not doing that." She handled all of those details. Photographer Becca was incredible. And then we could not figure out how to get Olivia up to the third floor at Union Station on the balcony. Samuel Stevie.
Well, originally it was supposed to be me.
Yes. Jack needed someone to escort her upstairs.
And after he excused himself to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, they had brunch at Harvey's.
Lovely.
You know. Love that place. And I think even George with Union Station was like watching in the wings. And do you know how hard it is to hide Sam Stevie? The guy's 7 feet tall. So Sam shows up early and is hiding or trying to hide over by Parisi Coffee in front of Harvey's. And
which, by the way, Sam had to wait for an hour.
He waited.
They got a bucket of mimosa.
I know.
Oh, the text chain between Carrie, the photographer, and I, it might be the funniest text chain ever. One of the texts reads, "A whole pitcher? They better drink fast."
We've only got the space an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just posted up out in front of the Parisis.
You have to tell the story. I was not there.
Drinking a cup of coffee.
So, Sam, you're sipping a cup of coffee,
uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you realize there's a pitcher of mimosa.
Yeah.
That gets delivered to the table, and you're like, oh, God.
He has binoculars, Scott. He's watching. He's waiting in the wings for his moment.
People are coming up and asking me questions as if I work there because I was dressed like a fake waiter. Because that was the whole shtick, was I was going to go up and pretend to be a waiter.
He was trying to blend in. People were asking him to refill their coffee.
Some guy who I'm pretty sure was homeless kept coming up and talking to me. And I'm like, dude, I'm doing something.
I'm working here, people. I'm
scram.
Working. He was like in the Bourne Identity. He was in his own version of the Bourne Identity.
Aww.
So at the very end of their brunch, Scott, Jack tabs out and then has to excuse himself to go
to the restroom,
hide, and go run upstairs.
Well, the initial plan was that Jack was going to say, "I'm going to run to the restroom. I'll be right back." However, after you down a pitcher of mimosas and a couple of glasses of water, it turns out that the person that you're trying to keep at the table also needs to use the restroom. So he had to come up with a different plan, which was, and I quote, "I'm going to run upstairs real quick, but you have to stay here."
That's what he told her. She said, "Okay, I need to use the restroom." And Jack just goes,
No.
Did you ever let that poor deer go to the bathroom?
Oh, that poor, I think, as they, well, first of all, Sam has to get her upstairs.
And so
No, let Sam tell
the
story.
Let Sam tell the story because I was not there. I've seen the video.
So here I am, 2.5 cups of coffee deep.
You've got to go to the restroom.
I had to go to the restroom. And I see Jack get up, and I'm still thinking that he's supposed to go to the restroom.
That's your cue.
And that's not where he went.
Oh.
He went up the stairs at Harvey's. That there's nowhere to go up there. And I was like, well, what's going to happen now? And then I see him. There's windows of the second level, like kind of those walkways on Union Station. I see him walking through the windows, and I'm like, good God, where is he going? Finally, I see them go upstairs, and I can see Jack getting ready, and I get the all clear, the thumbs up, because I had texted in the group chat, whenever we're ready, just
fall
give me a thumbs
out,
up.
Out.
Very high-tech spy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up.
And I've got a microphone on Jack's shirt. I've got a microphone on my shirt, and I'm recording the whole thing, and I get up from Parisi, cup of coffee in hand, the whole
thumbs
nine.
Up.
And I walk over, and ma'am, can you come with me for a second?
And she recognized you.
She did. She goes, Sam, what are you doing?
He's like, I'm
abort,
working here.
And
can I refill your mimosa?
I didn't plan beyond the ma'am, can you come here for a second? Or can you come with me for a second? So she goes, what are you doing? And I go, I don't know.
Line. I need more script.
So I'm like, you just want to come with me? Well, I don't know what we're doing. Just come this way. And I lead her over to the elevator and press the elevator button. And by the way, I had already been up and down this elevator this morning about 3.5 times. And it was perfect. Super quick. This time, no.
Scott, it was 9 minutes. They were waiting on that elevator.
Forever. The entire video that I took is 6.5 minutes long. 4.5 minutes of it is sitting waiting for the elevator.
How about those Chiefs?
I look at her and I'm like, well, you can take the stairs. I grab the door to the stairs.
So
locked.
Do you get the feeling that at some point she knows what's going on?
She knew immediately.
She's stressed out.
She was already looking upstairs. I go, what are you looking for?
She goes, where is he?
Yeah. What are you looking for? And she goes, well, what are we doing? I just kept saying, because again, didn't plan for this.
Right.
I don't know.
I have no idea why I'm talking to you or had you come with me. I don't know.
Or
follow me into this van.
Or putting.
We finally, and I'm recording her the whole time. So like camera in face, the whole thing.
Get in the back.
Scott, at one point she goes, are we going to the Titanic exhibit? And Sam goes, yes.
And then she reads the poster on the Titanic exhibit.
Inside the elevator.
It says starts November 8th. And she goes, it hasn't even started yet. And I go, you weren't supposed to read that part.
Man, would you put this hood on, please?
And finally, the elevator door opens.
And chew this gummy. I need you to chew this gummy and put this hood on.
Go ahead and walk out. Turn to your right. You'll know what's going on. So she goes, she turns, and immediately starts bawling.
Oh, so sweet.
Okay, so I'm going to say, I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Oh.
She is ugly crying a little bit.
She is just, yes.
Oh, like hyperventilating.
Like
crying.
Hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And it is, I have watched, you know, we're not going to share any of those things, but I have watched that video.
Come on, Dana.
There's a photograph of the mamas watching the video, and we are all just sobbing a couple of hours later, but... It was just such a beautiful day for our family.
Well, I'm so happy for you
and
guys.
It sounds lovely.
It was
and
just
fun
great.
And
honestly, it was so funny. And we could not have done it without Carrie, without Sam, without Becca, without Union Station.
But what I understand is you weren't invited to this?
Well, there's a moment on the video.
I wasn't invited.
Where Olivia says to Jack, is your mom here? And Jack goes, oh, no. And Olivia said, I thought if she was here, I would hear her.
Wow. Wow.
Also, while they were sitting and eating, I was positioned perfectly to where I could see both of them because I was going to try to keep, you know, pace of breakfast the whole nine. And at one point, I felt my eyes lock with Olivia's. And later it was confirmed she was looking right at me.
She was like, is that Sam?
I got up and shuffled my seat like 2 feet to the right. And she goes, I can't see him anymore. She said to Jack, I think Sam's here.
Is he moonlighting on a third job?
Yep.
Well,
coffee refill?
Let me say this. I am so, you know, because I've known Jack since he was, 10?
Yeah.
How happy we are. How proud we are. He could not have found himself a better young lady. Olivia is incredible. And we're very happy for you. We're even happier for Jack.
Yeah.
This is a get.
I get three daughters.
She's amazing.
And now we get to plan a wedding.
So enjoy.
Thank you.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.